Well, we just had Dusty in here. Apparently, he's listening to the show.
Yeah.
Which is weird. But he is.
He can't not only will not listen, you. Listen to me.
Well, I asked him. I said,
showed you what's up.
I said, lay it down. What are your thoughts on the clock? And he said, I'm not a clock Nazi. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's about to get way worse.
Somehow that's what you took out of that conversation?
Yeah.
Hold on, can we get your version? What happened between Dusty? What did he say?
I think we're all on the same page.
Oh, we are.
The clock no longer matters, and it's officially become Thunderdome.
I mean, it kind of matters, but it's like saying,
I think that's exactly what Dusty said.
It's like saying my bullpen catcher is the most important player on the team. He's just not. It doesn't matter.
It'd be nice to have a good one, but not essential.
You're saying the clock is the bullpen catcher?
That's right. That's exactly what I'm saying.
I was thinking more like maybe a four-starter or like a long reliever,
no,
but bullpen
dude,
catcher.
Not even that important.
A strong defense, late inning defensive replacement.
Yeah. I mean, the listeners probably don't even.
According to Rob, it's a fungo bat. What exactly is a fungo bat, by the way?
It's just a bat that, a wooden bat that is not top heavy, but end heavy that coaches use to hit ground balls and in batting practice and such.
Why is it?
It's made of fungo.
Yeah. No, it's not made of fungo. It's the shape.
So, Ohio State, pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty good little football team.
Yeah. I would say so.
Although not the favorite to win the Big Ten.
No, that would be Penn State. How about that? Oregon nor Ohio State, the number one team in the country last year, undefeated, and the national champion, neither one of them favored in their conference. And both teams will probably be playing the no one believes in us card, which I find adorable.
Well, Oregon's, aren't they kind of young? Aren't they pretty young at some spots?
There's just new faces. I don't know.
Some of them are pretty young.
Yeah. I mean, like when you consider who you're expecting to be kind of major contributors, I don't know. Does Dante Moore as a redshirt sophomore, is that considered young? Because the O-line isn't young.
But now, this is probably the year you start to see some of the impact of the recruiting out of high school from Dan Lanning because it's like the third year. But
like your best running, your two running backs are not young. Your quarterback, I don't know if you would call that young. It's actually a very veteran-laden O-line. Now, DeCorian Moore is a guy that you're expecting to maybe be your big play guy, and he's a true freshman.
I think your receiving core is young.
Your receiving core is young and probably inexperienced.
Yeah.
If you had to pick a position where you were like, I'm not certain about, I think that's probably where you're going with this. And again, just a lot of new faces.
Well, anyway, Penn State's favored in the Big Ten.
Yes.
But Ohio State still has the baddest man in college football. And he's pretty young. I think he's only a sophomore.
Well, you can
Jeremiah Smith.
You can make the argument, and I've seen it made many times, that the two best players in college football, regardless of position, both reside in Ohio State, and that being Smith on one side and then Caleb Downs, who's the safety on the other. Most people consider them, if not the two best players, the best player and then maybe the fourth best player in college football.
Well, Jeremiah Smith was speaking recently about Oregon. And he had some nice things to say.
Nice.
He said, this was at Big Ten Media Day,
mm-hmm.
He was asked about his impressions of Autzen Stadium. And he said, quote, it was rocking. Probably the loudest I've ever been in.
Mm-hmm.
The fans were definitely getting hyped. Couldn't hear anything. Probably the best stadium I played in last year.
And if you don't know, he was the one that got flagged for the push-off, the offensive pass interference that kind of poo-pooed that whole late drive. And then obviously he had a nice game there and then came back in the playoff. Game, by the way, that I went down to that one. I was at the Ohio State Oregon game and I didn't go down to cover it. I just went as a fan. Me and the BTJ went. That is a top five environment of sports that I've ever seen.
Playoffs.
That place was, and I've been to plenty of big games at Autzen Stadium. That was incredible. In fact, remember that started a whole thing. Ohio State fan, because a bunch of them came, they started a whole, like, we need to do something different. Like, they were like...
Well, they're all spoiled.
They're not loud unless
it's a big game.
Yeah, they were like, dude, we cannot hold a candle to this.
But even, like, they were talking about, like, game day operations, how it seems like at every break there's something, whether it's a song or a show or someone being recognized that, like, keeps people engaged. And their fans were like, we have got nothing like this.
Yeah.
Well, I can't imagine their fans like Jeremiah Smith saying that Autzen's the loudest stadium he's ever been in, you know. because most fans, I think every team's fans take pride in being the loudest.
Sure.
Even though they're not.
No.
And Ohio State should be, but they're not.
Yeah.
I mean, they should be because they have 110,000 people in that state.
It's a lot of people.
But they're not.
And they just, like you said, there's a, I don't know, there's like a laissez-faire attitude. And sometimes it's the shape of it. Like, I've heard that about Michigan so many times, that the big house is this enormous place, but it really doesn't get loud considering all the people.
So, pretty classy statement from Jeremiah Smith. Now to the other side of the thing here. And we've got Tez Johnson.
Yes.
Do you remember him?
I do remember Tez. Very good player for
Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Yeah, he plays for the Bucs. And he, even though he plays for the Bucs, is still thinking about getting revenge on Ohio State.
Really?
From the Rose Bowl. Okay. Yeah. He called him out.
How did you, dude, you got, all right.
So he says, quote, Ohio State gonna get beat in the championship this year. I got a lot of receipts that I'm keeping right now because, yeah, I hold grudges. I'm sorry. I hold grudges. I mean, obviously, I wanted to win the Rose Bowl, but we came up short. So we're going to go back to the Rose Bowl this year, and if it's Ohio State, we're going to come at Jeremiah Smith.
Okay.
How about that, Hawk?
Anyone else besides me think that's sad and kind of dumb and pathetic? Like, you got your ass...
Not me.
Boy.
You got your ass whipped.
You're keeping receipts of the reminder of how badly you got your ass whipped?
And then you're gone... And now it's two very different teams with very different players. And so a group of defenders that weren't there last year.
We're coming to Jeremiah Smith. You play on the offensive side of the ball, and you're not there anymore.
Yeah, that's just a strange.
That's kind of odd.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. But okay, I mean, I guess once a duck, always a duck, and sure.
Yeah.
Well, Tez kind of personality, you know, big personality guy.
Yeah. That's just that's a weird, in the middle of NFL training camp, you're trying to like make the team and all that. It just seems like a weird.
Somebody had to have asked him about that specifically.
I'm sure.
Yeah. There's no way. Maybe he is just still hung up on it. I don't know.
But possible. Yeah. By the way, I just looked at I wanted to see, I mean, there's a million lists out there, but it's like CBS ranked the top 150 players in college football this year. And I wanted to see where the top duck was. And they have Isaiah World, the transfer, the left tackle. They have him as the 15th best player in college football.
Wow.
So
where did he transfer from?
He transferred from, was it Rhode Island? I believe.
They definitely had someone transfer from Rhode Island. I don't know if it was him.
I think it's...
Nevada.
Was it Nevada?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
6'8", 310.
Yeah. Well, they'd say that if he has a good year, he could be a top 10 NFL pick.
Yes. Yeah. Was it one of the other linemen they had in the previous year?
I think it was maybe Johnny Cornelius or Rashad Strother,
I think
one of those guys.
Maybe Cornelius was a Rhode Island guy. Yeah.
Who's the best player in college football according to that list?
Oh, Jeremiah Smith.
It's got to be him.
Who's number two?
I got to pull it up. According to this one, they're going with
Caleb Downs,
Klubnik and Lenore Sellers as 2 and 3. Jeremiah Love, the running back out of Notre Dame. Dylan Stewart's an edge out of South Carolina. There's Caleb Downs. Sam Levitt getting some love. Ryan Williams, receiver from Alabama.
South Carolina has two of the top 7 or 8 players in college football.
Yeah, Lenora Sellers, I guess, is dealing with a little bit of an injury. They said it's not going to be major, but he's in a boot right now.
Tons of hype on him, though.
Yeah, and South Carolina was a team that was right on the borderline of being a playoff team last year. And, yeah, Dylan Stewart is supposed to, again, one of those guys that with a nice year is going to be a top 5, top 6 draft pick in the NFL. But Levitt getting some love. Trying to think of anyone else that like would be a household name. Cause some of this is like, you're not gonna, like you wouldn't have heard of some of the people. Like Peter Woods is the defensive tackle out of Clemson. I don't think he's necessarily a household name. Anthony Hill, linebacker out of Texas. Transfer quarterback from WSU, Mateer. He's 16th for Oklahoma.
All right. Can't wait for college football, man.
Yeah.
It's coming up.
It's
And that's the thing with college football, too. I mean, every year it's just a new cast of characters. And by middle of the year, you'll start to hear some of the buzz because you hear the NFL draft stuff. And, you know, some people that you may not think about, like Sadiq at Oregon, the tight end. I think he will be one of those guys that by the middle of the year, he'll have a game somewhere in the run-up to, you know, Penn State. He'll have a 3-touchdown. He'll have like a 12-catch, 3-touchdown 180 yards and we'll be like, where the hell is this guy? And you can just see the slow build, and that a guy like that will pop.
All right, it's time for In the News. Where were the largest tsunami waves in Oregon, and how large were they? Next, but first, Buck with SportsCenter.